From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, May 15th, 2018. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Hudson Common Council will vote on May 15th on an override of Mayor Rick Rector's veto of a resolution to allow the council to hire its own attorney. The measure was unanimously approved April 17th. Common Council President Tom DiPietro denies that any conflict exists between the council and the mayor. Fifth Ward Alderwoman Eileen Halloran said, and I quote, "There was a need to assert that we are a co-equal branch of the government," end quote. According to the law, Common Council can request an attorney by resolution, but the decision to hire another attorney is ultimately the mayor's decision, as all city attorneys are appointed by the executive. Rector's veto occurred after DiPietro, Halloran, and City Attorney Andrew Howard held a closed-door meeting to discuss the matter. The meeting was held at DiPietro's request. Rector said in a statement, and I quote, "Pursuant to that meeting, we agreed that there was not a current legal issue that necessitated a separate attorney. As per City Charter Section C9-1, I vetoed the resolution," end quote. The city budget includes funds that would give Common Council the ability to hire an attorney on an as-needed basis, DiPietro said. DiPietro said that if council overrides the mayor's veto, Rector would have discretion in hiring a new lawyer. The Hudson Common Council meets at 7 p.m. at City Hall at 520 Warren Street in Hudson, and WGXC will carry a special web stream of the meeting at wgxc.org/listen. Editor's note, DiPietro is an active WGXC programmer. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Amanda Fries and Bethany Bump are reporting for the Times Union. The Albany County Legislature on May 14th approved a ban on selling tobacco and nicotine-based products in pharmacies or stores containing pharmacies. The measure passed on a vote of 26 to 11. Supporters of the law say the sale of these proven addictive, toxic, and deadly products in places that purport to improve health and wellness does not make sense. County Executive Daniel McCoy must sign the law before it is filed with the state, and will take effect 3 months after the filing. Approximately 33 retailers in the county will be affected, including Rite Aid, Price Chopper, Hannaford, ShopRite, Walgreens, and Walmart. A similar ban was approved by the legislature in 2014, but McCoy vetoed the measure because it lacked an enforcement mechanism. Under the newly approved ban, the county health commissioner is empowered to pose a civil penalty of up to $500 a day for any facility found in violation of the law. Albany is the third municipality in the state to impose such a ban. And you can read that full story in the Times Union. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Athens Bunker Hill Dog Park, located on Union Street, has a new custodian. Gertie Mazarnicki of Athens was unanimously affirmed by the village board May 9th to replace Kelly Raver of Coxsackie. Raver stepped down in mid-April. Village trustee Shannon Spinner nominated Zarnecki, a recently graduated nursing student. Zarnecki wrote in her letter of interest to the board, and I quote, "The dog park is a wonderful aspect of our community, and I am more than happy to do my part to help maintain this resource. I appreciate this opportunity to serve the village I care so much about," end quote. Zarnecki hopes to have animal trainers host a clinic at the park in the fall to promote dog ownership and training. A dog therapy clinic or a dog sport club would allow pet owners to be more inclusive, she said. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. And finally, residents statewide go to the polls today, Tuesday, May 15th, to vote on school district budgets for the 2018-19 school year and to elect school board members. Although school budgets have a significant impact on a property owner's tax bill, turnout is typically low for these votes. In Columbia and Greene counties, districts are proposing an average tax levy of 2.48%, a significant increase over the average last year of 1.6%. The tax fluctuations vary from a 3.3% tax levy in the Taconic Hill Central School District to a 0% increase in the New Lebanon District. Of the 9 local districts where information is available, all but one are increasing the tax levy. Also on the ballot, school board elections and other propositions, including the purchase of a school bus in Cairo-Durham, capital fund votes in Chatham, Germantown, and Taconic Hills, and library support in Catskill and Greenville. Depending on the district where you live, polling times may differ. Voting information is available from the school district of the County Board of Elections. And now for the weather. There are showers and thunderstorms forecasted for today. The National Weather Service has issued a hazardous weather outlook for the listening area. There is a chance of thunderstorms all day Tuesday. Some of the storms may be severe, mainly between the hours of noon and 7 p.m. The main threats will be damaging wind and large hail. An isolated tornado is also possible. The storms will generally track from the west towards the east at 35 to 45 miles an hour. The temperature high for today will be 78 degrees. For Tuesday night, scattered showers mainly before 8 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 53. Now your forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 69 degrees. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 54. And on Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 76 degrees. Thursday night, a slight chance of showers after 2 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 52. The sun rose this morning at 5:32 a.m. and the sun will set at 8:10 p.m. That will give us 14 hours and 37 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes and 5 seconds more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 15th day of May 2018. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.